Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Yes, welcome to the show. Good evening. Yes, what we're thinking about is painting the scenes of our lives. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, from all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean, the ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we are being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you are in control of nothing. You, my friend, are powerless, of course. Here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity. Not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth. We're going to talk about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. Now, I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show, and that, my friends, is the truth of your existence. Once again, welcome to the show. It's a beautiful night here in Colorado. I hope it's a lovely night where you are. We have a special guest on tonight that we've been trying to get together with here for a couple of weeks. It is Diane Sieg, author and speaker, who is going to talk to us about lots of things. I'm not even going to clue you in yet, that I think will be of interest. Her latest book is Stop Living Life Like an Emergency, and I think you will enjoy what Diane has to say about how we live our lives and how to kind of step into that slower being paradigm as opposed to the always doing thing. Napoleon Hill said, your mental attitude is something you can control outright, and you must use self-discipline until you create a positive mental attitude. Your mental attitude attracts to you everything that makes you what you are. Doesn't that sound a lot like what we've been talking about for the last several weeks? You must use self-discipline. You must start with discipline and practice in order to create that overarching positive mental attitude. We're going to get back into talking more about that next week. Tonight we have a guest, as I mentioned. So next week we'll get back into the creating our day thing and how we go about doing that with that discipline and with that practice and building that daily practice for ourselves. So right now we're going to take a break. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes
Attention.
With Diane Sieg.
This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not.
All right, welcome back to the show.
When everybody screams.
It's another line that I love from that song. We're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and that is without question. Eventually the music will go off, I think. But at any rate, we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and that's without question one of the things that we're trying to eliminate on this show, and that is that thinking of us against them. It's you or me, that zero-sum game mentality. Boy, would we love to see that go away. And that starts one consciousness at a time. Absolutely must start in your own heart first. A point of interest before we go on with the show is people of my age bracket, people a little older than me even, people who are thinking about that retirement thing, are you in a position where you are safe and secure, that your money is appreciating at a rate that will negate the effects of inflation? A lot of people look at their investments and realize that they'd like to have some kind of hedge against that possibility, that inflation might negate all of the appreciation of their investments. And they like to invest in what's known as hard assets. Hard assets would be things like gold and silver, that kind of stuff, precious metals. And one of the ways that you can find out more about that and maybe hedge your bets and shore up your retirement funds is by checking in with Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's Republic Trading, 1-800-691-7898. And just a little refresher course on that. When you do business with Republic Trading, you are helping to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I know how much you love listening to us, especially listening to me. So please support us in any way you can. I mentioned earlier that next week we will get back into our thought process and our discussion around living a more positive life and trying to create your day by setting yourself up first thing in the morning for the thoughts that you will have during the day and for the activities and the circumstances that will surround you during that life, that day. But for tonight, we have with us a special guest. Diane Sieg understands exactly what it's like to struggle with life balance issues simply for many years of overdoing it herself. Her great aha moment came when she found something she hadn't realized she'd lost. That was her voice. After that, life changed. She went from teaching kickboxing and aerobics to a daily practice of yoga and meditation. From over 20 years of adrenaline-pumping work as an emergency room nurse to a career as a published author, national speaker, and lifestyle expert, Diane went from trying to do more, better, faster to living with more intention and more purpose. Her first book was Stop Living Life Like an Emergency, Rescue Strategies for the Overworked and Overwhelmed. It's helped thousands get out and stay out of the emergency room of life. She's currently working on her second book, Find Your Voice in Work, Love, and Play. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. It was a tough struggle to get you. It's been 3 weeks, I think. but we got you here now, and I'm glad you made it. I've been talking about you being on the show for longer than I've ever talked about anyone being on the show, because we had like two different occasions when you're going to be here.
Yes,
so people have heard me repeat over and over and over again, stop living life like an emergency. And I would like maybe for you to just give a brief synopsis. Tell the folks what that's about and where it's meant to take them.
Well, I think after working in the emergency room for 23 years, I just witnessed a lot of people who came to the doors looking at the choices they made on a daily basis, because no one ever plans on coming to the emergency room. Most people do not. And most of the people that end up there are because of what the choices they made on a daily basis. So things like running late, always trying to get one more thing in. Things like having piles, overcommitting ourselves, overdoing, overwhelming ourselves, takes us to this place where I call emergency living, which is crisis caretaking, which is losing things, which is having trouble saying no, which is being very busy, over busy, so that we're never present what we're doing because we're always nexting to the next thing. And, you know, you can certainly witness this on the road these days when everybody is in such a hurry to get someplace because they haven't allowed enough time and they're trying to squeeze too much in their day, and we're stressed and we're overworked and we're overwhelmed. And that's really where the emergency living came in when I witnessed all this, you know, actually in the emergency room. So the book and what I talk about a lot is how to stay out of the emergency room in the hospital, but also how to stay out of the emergency room of life.
Interesting. We've talked about similar things not all that long ago on this show. We talked about the overwhelmed lifestyle that we all lead, and that some of the things we need to do is to learn how to say no.
Yes.
And we need to learn how to trim our schedule. And one of my favorite expressions is, just because somebody throws you the ball doesn't mean you have to catch it.
Right, right. Well, and the trouble is, we have so many balls we're trying to juggle anyway. Without even anyone throwing one more at us, we just take it on. We don't even have to wait for someone to throw it. We just take it on, and we get them going, trying to juggle them all, and we forget, you know, I heard it said before, we forget which ones are glass and which ones are rubber and which ones we can let go and which ones are most important to us. And you know, you can talk to anyone and ask them what is most important in your life, what are your priorities, and they can tell you, but then if you ask them, so how much time are you spending on your health? How much time are you spending with your family? How much time are you spending with your spouse? That's really where the rubber meets the road, because we say all these things are important, but we don't really pay as much attention to them as we say we want to.
Isn't that always the way? We wind up putting ourselves last on the priorities list. And when we wind up doing that, really nothing else matters. If there is no self-care, if you don't take care of you, really nobody else has that in their plan for their day, taking care of you. So if you're not doing it, then all the rest of it just doesn't mean a darn thing, does it?
Absolutely. And it's a really hard message to get to people, that you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else or really anything else. And, you know, I talked to a lot of healthcare providers. They're the worst. We are so good at taking care of everybody else, and we leave ourselves for last, and we never get to ourselves.
I was just talking to someone the other day who has a background not dissimilar from yours, many, many years working in the hospital environment. And she was, and as someone who has always taken care of herself, is in great shape, and I know you personally, I know that you have always taken care of yourself and that you're in great shape, but she told me that one of the biggest jokes around the hospital is the poor condition of the medical staff.
Absolutely.
Because they take such lousy care of themselves.
Yes, it's a terrible, we said it's a terrible example for others. A terrible example. And so this message can't be heard enough that, you know, you need to take time for the basics like sleep, like eating lunch, like a walk around the block. We're not even talking about any big heroics here, just some basic self-care that we don't do.
Yep, without question. It's another point that we talk about once in a while here, and it's worth mentioning right now. And actually, it's a partial plug for what I do when I talk about this, because the truth is that when people stop and think about the difference between I'm taking zero care of myself and taking good care of myself, it sounds like an overwhelming task. It sounds like something that could just be a mountain that they'll never climb. And I have what I deal with my coaching clients is taking that little piece at a time, one little bite at a time, build a daily practice, and instead of trying to turn yourself around 180 degrees, just do a degree or two a day or a week until you build a daily practice and move forward in creating a whole different paradigm for yourself without having to take on that whole thought process of changing everything.
Right. Well, it's interesting. When I give my talks, at the end of the talk, I have them fill out a prescription for themselves, a self-care prescription, and I ask them to put one thing, what is one thing you can do when you walk out of here, you can start doing for yourself, just one thing. And I have to repeat one thing because almost everyone wants to put down 7, 8, 10, 12 things that they want to start doing. And then, of course, we don't do any of it. We right. overwhelm ourselves. And as you said earlier, we have to start taking things away without adding things in. So every time you decide you're going to say yes to one thing, you have to say no to something else. And so you have to take things out to make a space, to create the space for some of these life changes. And they can be very small, but they can still be overwhelming. If you're already overwhelmed with what you're doing, how can you add one more thing in? You can't. You can't. But that's how we think. More is better, and if we just run a little bit faster, we get a little more organized, we can get it in. And, you know, the truth is we're exhausted. We're exhausted as a culture and a society because we're trying to do too much.
We have no concept of how to prioritize, and when we do prioritize, we do not put number one at the top. Number one has got to be always ourselves, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's a hard concept for people to really get and to live.
Yes, because we just keep piling on more and more stuff. And I love your metaphor earlier, juggling so many balls that we forget which ones are glass, which ones are china, which ones are plastic, which ones will bounce, which ones we can let go. That's a great way to look at it, because we got too many things going on. And they've now proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that whole concept of multitasking is a fallacy.
Yes, yes.
Multitasking
it's
a great way to do a lot of stuff really badly.
And mindlessly, without consciousness.
And mindlessly, without actually taking the time to do something really well and move on to the next thing, which, again, they've proven now is the only way to truly operate. But we'll all be dead and buried before that message ever gets out to the masses, to the bosses, that multitasking is not a good thing to do.
Right, right.
It's not a great way to live.
And you can, you know, witness it on the roads today. People, you know, reading, talking on the phone, you know, watching television. Who knows what all they're doing while they're trying to drive? And it's craziness. It's absolute craziness. And we see it all the time.
It is absolutely mind-numbing sometimes what you see on the road. And I don't, you know, you and I are both kind of lucky to the extent that what we do for a living, we don't do a whole lot of rush hour stuff. But you get caught in traffic every once in a while. My great example is 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I was on the East Coast. I was actually going to we're going to take a break here. Time flies and you're having so much fun. I'll tell that story when I get back.
Okay.
But this is Ken Ludwig. I'm here with Diane Sieg on what we're thinking about. We'll be back with you in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams.
All right, welcome back to the show.
We reach another low.
Welcome back. This is Ken Ludwig, and I am here with our guest tonight, Diane Sieg. And we were just talking before the break around the craziness of traffic and how we're all in a hurry to get pretty much nowhere. Or usually everybody at rush hour seems to be in this huge hurry to get someplace they don't even want to be. But that's another story altogether. And we're talking about the absurdities that we see on the road. And I was referring to 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I was on the East Coast, and I was actually going to a golf outing in northern New Jersey with a couple of my brothers. And we were on the highway near the George Washington Bridge, where anybody who's familiar with that, if you are, doesn't matter which direction you're going on the George Washington Bridge, it all comes to a screeching halt pretty much all day long, either direction, getting across the bridge. And in the lineup going to the bridge, I saw, just in the one trip, I saw a guy reading the paper with, he had the New York Times spread out open over the steering wheel. I saw another woman putting on her makeup with the makeup case out and stuff on the dashboard. And I saw another woman literally having breakfast with a donut in one hand and a cup of coffee in the other as she was driving along the road. And if that doesn't speak to how confused we have our priorities, that we can't make for ourselves enough time for that preparation and or enjoyment, that we actually have to do it while we are basically piloting this missile down the highway.
Yeah.
And it's just, it all, when you think about it in those terms, it's not, it's more than just scary. It's like, hey, what are we doing to ourselves?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that's what you mean when you talk about the people who came into the emergency room and they were there because of choices they had made.
Right, right. And that lost, and really, you know, we've lost ourselves. We've lost ourselves in lieu of doing more, better, faster, and that more is better, and that all the technology we have now and all, it just increased expectations. We want it faster, and we want more of it, and more is better. And we've lost ourselves in the meantime with the true meaning of why we're here.
You're, you might be someone who could remember this. You might have been born early enough in the last century to remember this, but back in 25 or 30 years ago, I distinctly remember Time magazine and Life magazine talking about, at this time in history, in the early 2000s, in the beginning of the 21st century, that the biggest industries on the planet would be vacation and leisure industries, because the technology that was coming was going to so relieve us of the burden of work that we would have so much free time on our hands, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. There wouldn't be enough vacations for us all to take, enough cruise ships for us all to be on, because we would be so free. And the exact opposite has happened. All of that technology that you just mentioned has enslaved us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now there are plenty of vacations and high-end and places to go and things to do and people go. I was just at Canyon Ranch last weekend speaking, and very high-end resort spa, and it's very expensive. And people come there because they are totally stressed out, and they need to decompress for a week and have somebody else manage their lives and cook their meals and try to get back on track. And these are people that are, you know, millionaires, billionaires, travel all over the world, CEOs, CFOs, heads of companies, and they cannot take care of themselves. They cannot get a walk or a run in. They cannot eat three meals a day. They cannot stop smoking or whatever substance they're abusing to try and keep going with the caffeine, whatever it is. And it was amazing to me. These are people that are successful in one area of their life, and in another area, the basic self-care, the basic health, they are a wreck.
And there really is no such thing as success, true success, without a balance in there somehow, is there?
Yeah. That's the whole idea is the balance. And you know, you do too much of one thing or juggle some balls in the air, you can't get to the other ones. And that's what we're really talking about, is living a, you know, I think most of us would want to say we want to live a well-balanced, well-rounded life. We have lots of different areas in our life that we want to address, you know, our health, our physical health, our mental health, our spiritual health, and our emotional health. And it's not all about making money. Making money is important. That is important, but it's also important to be able to sleep at night and to be able to walk around the block and play with your grandchildren and just be able to sit and be for a few minutes without feeling like you have to be doing something. And it's kind of the big picture, and that really is what I talk about when I talk about, you know, finding your voice, which is what I am, you know, working on right now, is, you know, who are you? Who is that inside? We've gotten so far away from ourselves, we don't even know anymore.
No, and it's not only do we not know, but most people in this day and age haven't got even the slightest concept about where to start to find out, because we are so totally embedded in this lifestyle that we lead, and it really doesn't matter what kind of job you have. You know, you could talk about the lifestyles of the rich and famous and going to these high-end resorts because they need to decompress, but it's not a whole lot different for people at the other end of the spectrum with maybe fairly menial jobs who still have the cell phone and the computer and the kids going to soccer practice, gymnastics practice, and a million different things. Everybody at every level has that same thing going on.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. No, it is not just for the rich and famous. And it's the same struggles on a different scale. We're all struggling with just being, you know, stopping and being quiet and taking time out. And what do people say all the time? They say they don't have time. They say they're too busy. They say they're tired. They say they if they could only get organized,
right.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought, Diane. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and then plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about. Our lives. think about revenge, an eye for every eye. That it's all about getting even, settling up before you die. Some folks think forgiveness, the high road to the heart, is the only way we'll get there. Now's the time to start. We all make up our own minds which way we're gonna go. Some things they tell you to believe, other things you just know. We got a big investment in war is the only way. Lots of people thinking that that's the truth today, that the world is just a sandbox now, a game of push and shove. Other folks thinking that there is no power greater than love. And we're not left alone here to wait for peace to come. We've been given all the tools we need. Let's start using some. It's what we're thinking about.
Back finally, I hope. That's the joys of the internet, folks. Got booted off again. I don't know why that happens every once in a while, but I know that was a problem here in Colorado. My apologies. Diane, are you still with me here? Well, and now I'm not sure where Diane is. So we'll just have to. There you are.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. That's the one of the fun parts of internet radio is you never quite know when the internet's going to say, hey, why don't you take a break? And so we took a little break. But anyway, we're back now. We're talking to our guest, Diane Sieg, and we've been talking about her first book, which was Stop Living Life Like an Emergency, a Rescue Strategies for the Overworked and Overwhelmed. But I don't want to not get onto the subject of your upcoming book, Finding Your Voice in Work, Love, and Play. It's an interesting concept, the whole Finding Your Voice concept, and maybe you might explain to folks what you mean by Finding Your Voice.
Well, what I mean by that is really finding yourself. As we were talking before the break, you know, we've gotten lost. We've gotten lost along the way. And all these outside forces, with technology, with the speed, with everything speeding up faster and faster, we are just influenced by a lot of outside forces instead of coming back home, coming back to ourselves. So when I say finding your voice, I really mean finding your, what I call your inside voice, which is your wisdom, your sage advice, your intuition, your inner guidance, whatever you want to call it, that is really the essence of who you are. And it's only when we get quiet, when we stop and slow down, that we can access that. And with all the outside stimulation, we lose it. We lose our voice and we lose ourselves because we are too busy running and living life like an emergency.
Well, and you and I are both pretty clear, as are a lot of people that I talk to, about the idea that We are confused and we don't know where we're going and we are living life like an emergency. So for the average person, what can they do or how can they know when they've lost their voice, when they've lost that inner wisdom, that being in touch with themselves? How do they know that?
Well, I think it can show up in a lot of ways. Of course, I used to see it in the emergency room because people get sick. They have totally lost their voice and their health. They have no idea what's going on with their bodies, and they come in because they have such big symptoms. They have ignored the subtle symptoms. They have ignored exhaustion or ignored lumps or bumps or ignored things that if we're in touch with ourselves, that we normally see. So that's an extreme case when someone comes in, you know, having a heart attack that just wants some pain pills and wants to go on his way because he's got to catch a plane in a couple of hours, which is sounds extreme, but it's really true. People don't want to be inconvenienced. They want to keep on going on their merry way. So that's one way we lose our voices in our health. You know, the other way is, you know, when we start getting resentful, start getting impatient, start feeling like we're not heard or understood, start feeling disconnected, not only from ourselves, but from, you know, people around us, people that we say are important to us. Those are just all symptoms that we're not being authentic with ourselves. We've lost ourselves along the way, and it's causing us to even go faster. We don't stop and say, wow, I better check in. Things aren't going the way I want them to go. We just usually speed up and add more and try to do more instead of the exact thing that we need to do, which is to stop and listen.
Pay attention maybe to that inner voice. The things that you're talking about when you talk about losing your voice, I think right away about just being out of touch with the divine.
Absolutely.
Missing my connection with spirit, that illusion of separation.
Yes. Absolutely, in essence, because your voice is really the truth of who you are and the truth of why you're here and who you are meant to be. And when we lose our voice, we lose that truth. We lose knowing it, we lose speaking it, we lose living it. And that's really the whole essence. And obviously, if you're disconnected with yourself, you're disconnected with the divine, and you're really disconnected with everyone in your life.
Right. And it's always just a matter of healing the illusion, because the truth is we can never be disconnected from the divine, because that's an impossibility, because we are part and parcel of the universe, of the one source. But there is that illusion that we are separate,
yeah,
that there is us and them, us and something else, us and maybe even if you're a religious kind of person, us and the white-haired, bearded guy in the cloud.
Right,
like we're two separate things.
Right, and it seems to me what I have observed both in the medical field and outside the medical field is the more separate we feel, the more desperate we become, and the more we have to do, and that just it almost creates this cycle of wanting more and doing more and getting more and still never being it's never enough. We're never enough. So whatever we're getting or going towards is never enough, and it creates this. It creates the emergency living, and it creates this kind of silence of who we really are.
And as we're in the process of trying to make up for that, we are in essence making it worse.
Absolutely, and that's where, as you spoke earlier about, where this whole sense of lack and loss and not enough, and it will never be enough. It will never be enough until we get back to our true selves and that connection, which is what we all want as human beings. We desperately want connection, and we've forgotten how to get it.
I think a good deal of that is because we spend so much time anticipating the negative, because there's so many people out there believing in Murphy's Law that anything bad that can happen will. Always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it's interesting, if you just change what you're looking for out of life, if you just change to looking for the positive and the good, you will find yourself more connected. The world hasn't changed. The world is no different than it was when you were looking for the negative. But your perception of it has changed. And when you change that perception, you will almost automatically feel more connected, not only with the oneness, but with your inner self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that the whole law of attraction, which I know you speak to generously on your show, you know, it's what we expect, it's what we get. And so when you are in the in negativity and in a bad mood and feeling less than and feeling disconnected, that's what you get. That's what you create moment to moment.
That's the piece I think that it's the missing piece when people think about the law of attraction and expectation. It is the emotional piece, the feeling piece, because it is how you are feeling and the emotions you put behind your word and your intentions that absolutely give it its power. So if you've got that negative feeling, if you're over the overarching mental attitude you have, or your predominant mental attitude is negative, then no matter what you say positively, you are still going to be experiencing the negative because your feelings are there, your emotions are there. Does that make sense to you? I'm sure.
Absolutely. And when our emotions are there, you know, whatever we say, as you said, but it's really how we show up. It's really how we show up and how we stand up and how we speak up for ourselves, really from the inside out, which is, you know, where your inner voice comes from. You can be talking, but when it doesn't really come from the inside, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to you, and it doesn't mean anything to anyone else. We've all experienced that when someone says something, and you immediately know that it's not coming from their inside voice. They're just saying it to say it. They don't really believe it.
Or to please someone else, or to satisfy some feeling within themselves that someone else had told them is what they should do, or would
exactly.
do, or could do.
Exactly, because we have gotten so far away from the truth, we get very uncomfortable with it. So absolutely, we want to please people. We think it's such a risk to tell the truth because no one is doing it. And we all catch ourselves in little white lies during the day about, you know, someone asks you, just how are you doing? Or how was your day? Or how is your business going? Or how was your drive? Or how do you feel about that? Well, I don't know. I don't care. The truth is we do know, and we do care if we stop long enough to pay attention.
And when that's one of my favorite microcosms of life is the simple question, how are you? How are you doing? How's your business? Those kinds of things. And when the response is a blatant, I don't care or I'm not interested, which more often is really, oh, I'm okay, or what's the sense of complaint, and everyone else has their own complaints. When it is something that really expresses that I don't care or it doesn't matter to me, to the universe, that is what you get back as the experience of your life, just that kind of blah, I don't know what to say here. No fun, no joy. It just kind of goes on. I think those are the people who sometimes feel, in a way that I talk about a lot on this show, which is that life is just washing over them.
Yeah.
And the truth is, when you are disinterested and express that disinterest, you really do get caught up in the wake of everyone else's creativity, because they're not really concerned with creating for you; they're creating for themselves.
Right. Or the other extreme, where you are just struggling. How many people do you know that are struggling in their jobs, in their relationships, with their finances, with their spirituality? They are struggling because they haven't stopped to look where the most important place to look is, and that's inside. They haven't taken that time to stop and believe that it's really there.
Yeah. And the struggle, like everything else, starts within. If you are struggling within yourself with who you are and what is your truth, and as you would say, what is your voice, if you are struggling with that, then that out pictures in your life
Absolutely.
As the struggle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when I just, you know, one place to start is just start small. Start really small. This doesn't have to be monumental when you sit down and talk to your spouse about intimacy issues. This can be, you know, when they don't put your dressing on the side of your salad, send it back if you requested it. That is speaking up for yourself. That is your truth. That is believing in that you're important enough to be able to be treated in a way that you would treat others. So it can start really small about your truths, about when someone gives you too much change back, when, you know, when the service that you got wasn't really acceptable, and you say, oh, but that's okay. When you feel, you know, when your friend is late every time you meet with him, and it makes you feel really unimportant, bringing that up, speaking your truth and saying, you know what, it's not okay, you know, it's not okay with me that you're late every time we get together. What would it be like if people just spoke up and spoke up for themselves and took, and this is another way we take care of ourselves. It's really the ultimate way we take care of ourselves, by speaking our truth about things.
Without any question, that's a great, great point. It is so very important to be in integrity at all times. And I talk about this a lot. There are no degrees of integrity. And the universe doesn't tolerate degrees of integrity, because you are either in integrity or you are not. And if you are not, your experiences will reflect that. And being out of integrity can be something as small as the little examples you're talking about. It's not about holding up a bank. It's about walking out with that extra nickel from 7-Eleven thinking you accomplished something. It's about accepting shoddy service. It's about accepting insulting behavior from your friends, from your loved ones, from your spouse.
Absolutely.
That is out of integrity, and that is not speaking from your truth, and that's going to be reflected in what you experience in your life.
Totally agreed. And and we do it because we're unconscious, because we're in a hurry, because we're overwhelmed, because we're trying to do too much, because we are running around like crazy people. We forget. You know, we forget the small stuff, and it's all cumulative, and it all counts. And I love what you said. There is no degree. You are, you aren't.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We're here with our great friend and tremendous conversationalist, Diane Sieg. We'll be back in 3.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody
screams.
All right, here
we go.
In every new election, we reach another low.
Welcome back to the show.
work together. Where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have water.
We're back here for our final segment. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About, and I am here with Diane Sieg. And Diane, before we end the show and I let you go here, I would like for anybody who would like to get in touch with you or maybe purchase a copy of your last book and maybe get on the list to buy your next one, maybe they would like some contact information. So why don't you tell the folks how to get a hold of you?
Sure, that'd be great. They can go to my website, which is www.dianesieg.com. That's DianeSieg.com. And I do a monthly e-zine online newsletter that is complimentary and would love to get you signed up. If you're interested, go to my website.
Fantastic. I want to thank you very much. It's a great conversation. I certainly enjoyed having you on as a guest. I would ask you to promise me that you will be back in the future because I'd love to have you back on.
Well, thank you, Ken. My pleasure. It was great being here, and I'll look forward to it again.
Very good. You have a great night.
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. So, I hope you all enjoyed that. Diane had great things to say. It's a great outlook there, that emergency room metaphor. I truly love how that applies to the lifestyle that we lead in this day and age, because we really are living life like it's an emergency. Everything is go, 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 and we are, there's not a soul listening to this show that hasn't heard this before. We are not human doings, we are human beings. And I would hope that maybe some of the things that Diane and I talked about this evening might lead you to take a second look at exactly what are you doing and why are you not spending more time just being? Because it is in the being, it is in the silence where you will literally hear the voice of God. You will hear your inner voice, you will hear your intuition talk to you and tell you what it is you need to know. And there's lots of you out there that are going, yeah, right, he's out of his flipping mind. But the truth is, I do it every day, and I absolutely know that I am divinely guided and directed, and that I am divinely guided and directed into right action. And if you put yourself into that flow of things, you will experience that as well. And while we're on that subject, if you'd like to find yourself in that flow, if you'd like to find the way, lots of people would like to go there, no idea where to start, go ahead and send me an email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.com. That's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.com. I'm sorry, it's not .com. My goodness. It's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. I wanted to make a program note here. A host of the Jack Otto Show, obviously Jack Otto, passed away this past weekend. Tomorrow from 8 to 10, John Stattmiller will be doing his show as a memorial to Jack Otto. I'm sure his listeners will miss him, and you want to listen to John tomorrow, and he'll probably have a really great show about Jack and what he meant around here. So, anyway, once again, if you are looking for any way to learn how to get some balance in your life, learn how to do what Diane was talking about, the go, go, go lifestyle versus time with your kids, time with your family, enjoying all that money that you're making, enjoying the reasons why you're spending all that time at work, give me an email, coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. I'll show you how to get that balance in your life. It's one of the things I do. It's one of the things that I'm really, really good at, folks, is demonstrating for you processes and means by which you can take yourself into positive thinking, but not positive thinking for an afternoon or for an evening. That's the big bugaboo with that positive thinking thing. Positive thinking too often is that band-aid on the gaping knife wound of negativity that is in our society. It's actually how to stay there permanently. Put your mind in a whole different place and keep it there. coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll see you on Monday. Have a magnificent weekend.
God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Because we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
A message for all.